Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Although the arrival of clouds yesterday had a few people double-checking the forecast, the storm has remained well to our southeast as expected. One center is southeast of Cape Cod, extending out to a second low-pressure area south of Nova Scotia. This has limited the snow to southeastern portions of the listening area, and even there, just a very light coating. The storm will slowly move northeast, leaving a raw northeast airflow over us. For most of our region, that means mild and moist air coming in off the ocean, the exception the St. Lawrence Valley, where drier air is allowed to come in from eastern parts of Quebec. The result will be some periods of sunshine over western and northern areas. Meanwhile, the moist ocean airflow keeping a lot of clouds from the Green Mountains east, and any snow showers across southern New Hampshire will be drying up. As the storm moves out, slightly colder air will wrap back in, along with a couple of minor disturbances, giving us some periods of clouds, some sun, and a few flurries for the weekend. The forecast, some periods of sun west of the Green Mountains and in the St. Lawrence Valley, mostly cloudy, Green Mountains east, any snow showers in southern New Hampshire ending, a few breaks of afternoon sun there, highs 30s north, near 40 south. Tonight, maybe a snow shower northeast, otherwise lots of clouds, lows in the 20s, upper teens far north. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning to the east, otherwise mostly cloudy, a few snow showers west, highs 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.